This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Would you get upset if you found out everyone was getting together, but you weren't invited? Or they actually got together and you weren't invited? It's gotten worse since social media, they say. Because of Facebook, people accidentally will post a picture of themselves with the other folks on Facebook. And I wasn't at that shindig.
So I have two ways of looking at it. One, I probably wouldn't have wanted to go anyway.
Yeah.
But two, I would be offended that I wasn't at least asked.
Okay.
So I think that would hurt your feelings a little, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And then most people said they would get upset if friends got together and didn't tell them. And a lot of times, too, you have to tiptoe. Like back in the day, you guys could get together and then you could say, hey, let's just not tell Cindy that we went. Nah, that's not me. I'm just making this story up. Let's not tell Cindy that we, you know, got together. And everybody have to be quiet. And you get away with it. You have to tiptoe around her, make sure you didn't slip up and say something. But now,
pretty risky.
One of you idiots will sit there and Facebook or put it on Facebook or Instagram. And it's like, why'd you put that picture up? Cindy knows now. But they say, like, a lot of times it'll be girls will get together for, like, you know, shopping excursions or something like this. Not even like a girl's night out. It's like, you know, two of you get together, you go out, and then all of a sudden the other three girls are mad. Why didn't y'all invite us to go shopping?
Well, maybe they are all about, well, we need to not spend that much, and I'm not with that kind of negativity in my life.
I got you.
So no. I'm not going to invite the person who's like, how much is that? Why did you buy that? I'd be like, mind your business.
Okay, well, they said that the girls get more upset about not being invited than the guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to hurt my feelings. I want to go. I want to spend the money I don't have.
Yeah.
Invite me.
Well, and for guys, because I know a lot of times we don't have to tiptoe if we guys get together and like, hey, you know what, let's meet up and let's eat some nachos and just hang out for a minute. And two of the guys in the group, you know, let's say you have six people in the group, two of the guys get together and the other people, they don't get jealous. The guys don't get as mad.
Well, no. I don't think two people would matter, but if like everyone that you thought was your friend is out partying at this place and none of them thought to invite you, that could hurt your feelings.
I've had this happen recently in the last year or so that I've actually had to tell my friends, if y'all get together and you don't invite me, it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't feel obligated if y'all go to the lake for a weekend or Carowinds. It's okay. You can have friends outside me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I've had this issue where friends that I had did not like when I hung out with other people.
Right. Yeah.
But about them. And it became to where now I don't even talk to them anymore.
Sometimes you need a break, though, because they get together a lot. And they say, especially with the older folks, like if you are like grandparents' age, they don't want to get out of the house. So they are okay. The older you get, the more okay you are with your friends getting together without you.
Oh, we're doomed because my husband doesn't like to do things now. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh,
he and I should not hang out together.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, there's nothing worse than having to sit one of your friends down and just tell them how they are failing at life.
When do you have to ever do this?
You don't ever do that, Tom. That's why you shouldn't do it most of the time.
Could you imagine somebody sitting you down going, yeah, you're just not doing it.
Yeah, I can imagine it. I had my mother-in-law do it to me once.
Okay.
She was like, you're not being a good enough son-in-law.
Oh.
Well, yeah. Fortunately, my wife stood up for me. Mm-hmm. I think they didn't want me to be a son-in-law. They wanted me to be a son.
Ah, I got you. Well, I have, and this is a survey, the hard truths that people say they've had the most trouble telling one of their friends. What's so funny as I went over the list by myself, I'm like, we're calling each other out here on the show almost every day on some of these things. It's and we were actually talking about one, and that was giving a bad present. We were talking about that just the other day, and only 16% would want to have that conversation with people.
I'm confused.
Yeah,
like you tell your friend, "Hey,
it's a bad present." Yeah, it's a bad present.
Sucks. Yes,
they give you a gift, and you're like, you know what? No, thank you.
You just scoot it back to them.
You're
never supposed to do that. You act excited, and then you find a way to get rid of it.
All right, 21% said telling them they're a bad parent. 21% must have tried this before, but I would never do that. Say, you're bad at parenting, because you know what? When you have kids, you realize no one's great at parenting. You're just guessing a lot of times.
You do have those people, though, who try to give unsolicited advice, and it's like, I'm seeing your children. No. No.
Yeah. Okay. They're not a good match for their significant other. 24% of the people said that's the hardest thing to tell somebody.
I'm so confused right now. Why would you tell people these things? And why would it be your business to tell them that you're not a good match for their partner?
Oh, didn't you have to tell someone one time?
That was before they got married. We tried to keep them from making the mistake.
Yeah.
Once they're married, they ain't going to be able to fix it.
It's hard to have that conversation because the chances are if you express your feelings on how you feel about their partner, and then they stay with them, and it's always going to be awkward hanging out.
Well, and this is not, that's true. It's not necessarily marriage. It says significant other. It says they're not a good match for a significant other. So it could be girlfriends getting together going, you know, he's not good for you.
And that is the worst, is you tell her all of that, and then the next day they walk in together, and you have to be like, oh my gosh, hey, it's so good to see you.
Hard truths that people say they've had the most trouble telling one of their friends. You don't like their significant other. Now, that is just saying, I don't like who you're married to. 26% of the people said that's hard. I'm like, I guess it would be, too. It's like, I just don't like him.
Something I wouldn't tell. I'd just keep it to myself.
But you know what? You're different. Some people will. They'll just blab it out. I mean, look at what they tried to do to you when you got married to Jamie.
That was before we got married, though. She was trying to keep it from making a mistake.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you get married. It's like, oh, I like you now.
Yeah. She did it anyway.
Yeah. All right. Talking about you being overweight with a friend. Like, that's a tough conversation.
Like, you tell them they're overweight?
Yeah. 29% said they have done that.
Gosh.
Yeah.
See, you find a way to say it
nice.
Without, you know, like if your buddy, you're you don't tell them. You just throw a little...
You just pull the fries away. Here's the salad instead.
I'm concerned right now. I mean, your health issues, all the health issues that you have.
Well, they know they're overweight. You're not telling them something they don't know.
I mean, even with you, I know your wife has done that. And sometimes I think Tori calls you out. She's like, look at the way you eat, Tom.
No, it's a compliment. The fact that he's still kicking. He's doing pretty good.
Yes. I know that biscuit smelled good. He got it at Hardee's this morning.
It was good.
But I don't know why I have diabetes.
I don't think a Hardee's biscuit gave me diabetes.
Okay. These are the hard truths people say they've had the most trouble with telling one of their friends that they have bad taste. 35% of people have told their friend that.
In what? Clothes?
Well,
men?
You name it. They have bad taste, period.
That is such a slap. Like, you have bad taste. And
these aren't friends.
Well.
Okay. They have got a bad haircut. 38% of people have told their friend that. Like, look at your... Now, we make fun of hair all the time here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yes. I guess we're not friends, are we? Then finally, 39% of people... They said they've had to call their friend out for not being funny. Now, say you haven't done that, Tom.
I've done that one. I've had to.
You have to? That's your job since you are the funny judge of America?
Well, you need to let the person know so they could try to be funnier.
Yeah, they don't need to go on tour and stand up. So you're trying to encourage them. Stay home. Okay. Just stay out. Sit down.
Uh-huh. Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, this is one of those tough topics that a lot of morning shows won't touch because it's too controversial and too heated.
Okay.
But we'll talk about it here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
I'm ready. I don't even know what it is.
Well, this is something that people have argued about for literally centuries. Do you take your shower in the morning or at night?
Morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Every morning I have to do it. I feel greasy and grimy if I don't shower within 30 minutes of getting up.
Well, there are those people who think that if you don't take it at night, then you're getting your sheets all dirty and greasy and you're nasty whenever you get in the bed.
I am one of them.
Well, and how dirty did I get throughout the day? I've had clothes on all day long. I mean, did something go through my clothes and get on my skin?
Dude, you don't have to go outside but for a minute or two to be sweating and stinking up your clothes.
I don't care.
Okay,
but that sweat dries and it doesn't rub off on your sheets. I mean,
it does.
I guess it does because there is that outline on your sheets where you lay and it's dirty and it's that one. They should put like one of those little cop things where someone dies around. It's an outline where you see your body. Yeah.
It wakes me up, but I had friends say, why don't you shower when you go to bed, before you go to bed? And I did one time because my sheets were clean.
Okay.
I woke up. I got my second wind, so I laid in bed all night long because I couldn't sleep at that point.
Well, here's the thing. I get sleepy, you go in the shower, you wake up, then you have to dry your hair before you lay it on the pillow because you don't want a wet pillow.
And amen, girl.
That is what's annoying about showering at night.
All right.
Because then by the time you dry your hair, you're awake again.
Yeah, that's what I
said. But how in the world do you sleep in your bed when you're dirty? Like, you've got outside smells, outside chemicals on you. It's yuck.
When you look at me with disgust like you just did and say I'm a dirty person, I'm not a dirty person.
It made me feel like he was dirty, and I even shower in the morning.
But, you know, you do smell the day, but you reminisce about the day you had.
There you go.
Like, I smelled fresh grass. Cutting grass because I cut grass today. Uh-huh. Oh, I've been to Kanpai, Tokyo. I smell like hibachi.
I don't think y'all are helping your case.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right, well, I've got the science behind it.
All right, tell us.
All right, so whether you're morning shower or nighttime shower, here's the science behind it. For sleeping, the nighttime shower is awesome. Mm-hmm. When we take a nighttime shower at the right time and temperature, it helps us fall asleep.
Disagree.
You did it wrong because here's the thing. You got to take it a couple hours before you go to sleep. What happens is that warm shower causes your body to send blood rushing to your skin to cool off.
Yeah.
And when you cool off, that's when you go to sleep because our bodies have been conditioned over millions of years or thousands of years or whatever it is you think. But they basically have learned to go to sleep when it gets to be nighttime, and nighttime is generally cooler than daytime. So our bodies sleep when we cool off.
Same principle as like a bath. You know, they say hot baths. If you take those right before you go to bed, you'll sleep better.
It says not right before. You got to have an hour or two to let your body compensate.
Yeah, because if you get in bed too early, then you're still really hot from the shower.
Right, and that's what happened to Cato.
And then it's miserable. So I get that.
He was got a second wind. They say also you'll sleep more deeply when you've had that shower before you go to bed.
Disagree.
Now, when it comes to creativity, taking showers at night can improve creativity. They've done several studies on this, and they say it's kind of like when you're fishing at dawn, you're more likely to catch something unexpected and valuable when the conditions are naturally right. Just as the fish rise to the surface when the water is calm, your best ideas may surface when your mind is calm and you're had that evening shower.
I don't have fish in my brain.
Okay.
That doesn't make any sense.
Cleanliness. This is a big argument here. Nighttime showers allow for cleaning the dirt of the day. It gets rid of dust, allergens, sweat, and pollution.
Yeah.
If you go to bed without rinsing those off, they could irritate your skin and transfer them to your sheets. So then you're laying in pollen and you're scratching your skin around on it and you can itch. But they say that there is certainly some benefit to washing off before you go to bed. But the huge practicality trade-off is bad, and that has to do with your hair. People prefer to wash their hair in the morning so they can style it more easily. Hawk, you mentioned laying down with a wet head.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, if it doesn't matter what I do. When I go to bed the next day or next time I get out of bed, I have to wet my hair.
Yeah.
It might not be the next day.
Sometimes I nap. But I can't lay on my head and get up and not look like a crazy homeless person.
Not, yeah.
So I have to at least rinse my hair off when I get up.
Now, this is where I'm a big contradiction, because while I cannot sleep if I haven't showered, I will not wash my hair every night.
Oh, gross. You got that hair
Come
junk.
Here, you'll sniff it.
Nasty.
You didn't wash it this morning?
No. I've been washing it a couple days.
Good. And then you call me nasty.
I know, right?
You are nasty. Go shower.
You got
dirty hair.
Yeah.
But you can't tell thanks to dry shampoo.
Okay.
You can tell.
Here's the final result. Yeah. The final result says do whichever one works best for you, yes. Because we've only had showers for about a century now.
Yes.
And for most of humanity, they weren't showering every day anyway, so we're still cleaner than most any time of the human history.
Yeah.
I was reading a devotional about that and about how blessed we are. And,
there was a devotional about showering at night?
Yeah, the simple things in life, talking about how blessed you are, like the showers, and like you just said, they have not been around as long as we think. And you're like, I mean, I guess you had the waterfalls. The cowboys would get underneath the waterfalls and take a cold shower.
It ain't like they had a waterfall every night when they went to bed.
True,
they had that big tub that they would take turns giving in.
Yeah, you see that.
I'd pay extra to go first.
Yeah. But the showers have not been around long, and we have been blessed. And we think, wow, we have it hard sometimes. Like, just took a fresh, hot shower.
You know, that's funny, because there are times where I'm like, oh, I had to go shower.
I hate showering.
It's so much work.
It's like you dread it?
I dread getting in the shower.
You know, I used to hate it, and then my dad bought one of those fancy ones where it sprays you from every direction, and I enjoy getting in that shower.
You just have to stand there. I get tired of just standing there.
But you can take the handle off. You can just squirt places that you normally don't get to. And it feels
cool.
Funny when you do that.
And it's weird to use those two. I squirted the ceiling. It went up and over the shower curtain.
Yeah,
you have to be careful with those wands.
And some people take a shower in the morning and at night.
Mm-hmm. I hate those people.
You're all clean.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know, parenting is tough, and I read all kinds of articles about it, listen to all kinds of stuff on how to be a better parent.
How's that working out?
Yeah, I know. But they have this study. It says to raise an honest child, hold your tongue if they admit they've done something wrong. If your child...
How does that help?
You don't do it like that.
Oh, yeah. You do.
If your child admits to doing something wrong...
You can't hold your tongue.
You should try to stay calm. And these researchers, they look into the kind of feelings children have about lying and confessing after doing something wrong. They discovered that kids who think their honesty is going to be met with a positive reaction, even if they still are going to be punished, are more likely to tell you the truth. Now, I found, because I have a couple of stories, I do remember, like, because kids are innocent, too, at that point, and they'll just go ahead and tell you the truth, for the most part, sometimes, but they still do lie. I mean, it starts, like, at age 2.
Oh, yeah. And they call you out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got called out to the grandparent. And I'm like, okay. Alien.
Yeah.
Keto almost made me drown.
Yeah, that's not a good...
I'm like, don't tell grandma that.
What'd you do?
I almost let her drown. Her mom was standing there, too. Yeah.
Okay.
She went underwater quickly. I jumped in and grabbed her.
Okay. So my oldest, he was, and this is many years ago, but so my youngest, he got bit. He said that, you know, Asa bit me. Okay. And then Asa said, I fell and my mouth was open and it was an accident.
So he's not a good liar.
I said, are you lying? He said, yeah, I think I am. Don't know if I am or not, but I think I am. I just fell and bit him.
10 points for creativity, though.
I love that. I fell with my mouth open.
Yeah.
That's how I ate half the food I've eaten.
There you go. So, and when we would always go and get donuts, you know, after church, it was kind of a fun Sunday thing. And then my youngest would hold them in the back seat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got so, a little glaze around his mouth when you get home.
Well, you get home. And you noticed that one of the donuts was gone, and so he slapped his head. He says, oh, my, I'm sorry, I accidentally ate a donut. Did it just fall into your mouth? Is that what happened?
He fell. His mouth was open.
Yeah. And he accidentally chewed it and swallowed it, too.
Well, he can't spit it out.
Yeah, if it's in there, you might as well.
Yeah, so that's some fun memories I have.
Now, were these hot now donuts? Because you've got to eat them on the way home.
Well, I would agree. At least one or two of them, anyway. Yeah.
My wife still does this today with French fries. We get home and you're like, dang, they give us half a thing of fries. And she's like, yeah, they don't give us all the fries anymore.
I have a friend that'll literally get an extra fry just so they could eat it on the way home.
So
they don't mess with no one else's fries, but they'll eat their own on the way home.
I need to tell my wife about that.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah, but anyway, so if you can keep that open line of communication, your kids will most likely tell more of the truth if you don't like just go naturally, you know, ballistic on them.
On a serious note, that's a tough thing to do because you can't just let them off. You can't just be like, well, it's okay. Since you told me you lied, you're not going to get in any trouble.
Well, and they said even in this study, the kids still know they were going to get punished.
Right.
Yeah. So you still got to go through with the punishment, but you just don't overreact when they are sitting there trying to tell you the truth.
My kids are pretty good.
Well, you got imaginary kids. And And honestly, their whole school...
They don't lie.
My kids have been really good, too. I think not necessarily about being honest, but they're so good at lying, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I think kids nowadays are more honest than we were.
Yeah. What's on social media? Don't post stuff on social media. I'm like, you're going to get caught.
Yeah.
That's what I used to tell my mom. I'd be like, no, I didn't go to that party. And she'd say, because I grew up in a small town. So she'd say, Tori, I already know you did. And I'd be like, oh, well, then, yeah. And she'd be like, I know that you were. And it wasn't until years later she let it slip. I was her eyes at the party. Yeah. She would trick me into thinking she had people there. And so I'd be like, oh, well, then, yeah, I was there. I was the rat.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when she says, I know you were there, she didn't know.
She didn't.
You told on yourself.
She does now, though.
Yeah. It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
My life has been hectic, and you guys were giving me a hard time yesterday about my illnesses and ailments. But I've had some that I legitimately have just had bad luck, like a kidney stone. Mm-hmm. That wasn't really my fault. It just happens to people sometimes.
How old are they now?
My stones? I passed them a long time ago.
Gave birth to them, yeah.
So, yeah, they're over a year for sure. Mm-hmm. Probably two. And then I had, of course, a broken arm, which was a bum deal. Broke my shoulder in two places. But I've noticed that it seems like recently, as I've gotten into this next stage of life here, it's gotten bad. I'm falling apart.
Okay, but yours has happened in midlife.
Well, I don't think this is midlife for me.
Okay.
Judging by the way things are going, I'm well past mid.
Well, it's like a car. If you just toss your car out there and you don't do any work to it and don't keep it up, it's going to fall apart.
But I don't drive it that much.
But you're also not doing anything for keep up.
I mean, honestly, you need to rotate that tire right there.
I'm like, thumbs up. Well, the reason I bring this up is there is a study from National Geographic. They claim that there's some ways our health actually improves as we age. So I wanted to read this to see if there's any possibility it's true.
Less stress from not having to work once you retire.
Well, that is the number one thing, was you get better at handling stress.
I agree.
They say that when you're a senior citizen, which I'm not there yet, right. But I mean, they say that they produce less cortisol, which is the stress hormone. Plus, you also just learn over time that things are not as important or as urgent as you think they are.
That's crazy that your body, your brain keeps you in fight or flight all these years. And then one day it's like, you know what? You take a little break. You just enjoy life.
Yeah.
Well, after a certain amount of time, I think after like 40 years, you start to realize I've been so stressed about all this stuff, and it hasn't really made any difference, so I'm going to quit being so stressed.
They say 85% of the stuff you worry about will never happen. 85% of that. You're worrying about it, and you're causing stress to your body.
I'm shooting for way higher than 85%.
And they stress about things they cannot control. I learned years ago. Yeah. I'm tired of stressing out over something that I have no control over, so why stress out about it?
Those
so
now, are the things I stress the most
I just don't
about.
Care about it anymore.
A lot of times, your counselor will say, get two lists, things you can control and what you can't control, and ignore the things you can't control because you're just worrying for no reason.
Exactly.
But but you still have reason to worry because you don't know if some idiot's going to run a red light and hit you.
That's true. The things I can control, I don't stress because I'm going to change it. But the things I can't control, I'm like, well, that's out of my hands, and now I'm panicking.
That's exactly how I do
see?
It.
So you got to give that over to something else because you are stressing yourself out.
I don't even know who to give it over to. Like you say, give it over to God, but God's got his own plan, man, and it might include you getting hit by a car tomorrow. So that doesn't help me.
Gosh, that would be unfortunate.
Wouldn't it? You're like, this was a bad plan for me. All right.
Okay.
You become more emotionally resilient. When stressful stuff does happen, as you get older, you're better equipped to bounce back from it.
Well, because so many things have gone wrong in your life, you've learned how to get through it.
Right.
Okay.
Now, this next one is kind of true. As you get older, you stop caring as much what everyone else thinks about you.
Mm-hmm. True. I like it. When you're in high school, elementary school, you got all that peer pressure. You think everybody's watching you, and you try to educate your kids. Like, no one's – everybody's focused on themselves. They're not watching you. And then as you get older, you realize that's not the case.
Yeah, but there's nothing more stressful than walking through that lunchroom in high school. That gave me the most anxiety in the world.
But no one's looking at you is what
I know,
I'm saying.
But in my head, I'm like, why do I walk so weird? Everyone's going to notice it. Now I look even weirder because I'm thinking about it.
They do look when you walk into class late.
Well, sure.
So that's embarrassing when, you know, I got to school
some
late because I overslept and then I had to walk in late.
I always tell my kids, I'm like, you're so worried about like how your hair looks right now. So are the other kids.
Yeah.
They're more worried about themselves than they are worried about you.
And then you get into the mid-20s and 30s. You're still worried about it because look at all those filters out there that everybody's using right now. I'm like, come on. And then when you get to that, like, what would you say, 40, 50? That's when you just stop caring. Because you can see people, they go out and the way they're dressed and stuff, like,
Those Crocs and socks, he just don't care. He got cargo shorts on.
He's giving up on life.
Yes, he has.
That's why kids think their parents are so uncool.
Right, exactly.
Because they are.
But they don't care.
And then finally, happiness peaks again. We tend to start off really happy. Then as we get in our middle ages, we're not as happy. And then whenever they get to the 40s, you start to head towards happiness again. And you may not hit peak happiness until you're in your 60s or 70s. But oddly enough, senior citizens are happier than they were when they were younger.
Because they forgot about all the bad stuff.
Well, they also don't have as much pressure on them anymore because they've done whatever they're going to do, mm-hmm. and they're basically coasting to the end of the line.
Coasting in the left lane.
With the blinker on.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, you know, July 16th, 1969, Apollo 11 was launched. Mm-hmm. Now, Tom, you were probably, familiar. You were familiar because your dad worked for NASA. Now your brother works for NASA. But Apollo 11 was launched, carrying the first men to land on the moon. Now, I'd like to visit the moon myself. I think that'd be a lot of fun. But I'm waiting for the positive reviews on Yelp before I do that.
I'm waiting for Airbnb to get a listing.
I honestly don't know if I would go to the moon now if given the choice.
Oh, I would.
No, it's a long trip. You got to wear those diapers. I don't know, man.
Nice, but... Okay, but
you got to poop in a jar.
Why couldn't you just go in the diaper?
I don't think it works that way. I don't know.
It just starts floating.
Yeah. I think you can pee in the diaper, but I don't know about that number two.
Hopefully they'd have a Buc-ee's up there with those nice bathrooms.
I don't think the Buc-ee's is there yet. I bet you pass a sign saying how far it was to the next one, though.
3 million miles to the next Buc-ee's.
There you go. But some people say it was a phony and it was a scam and that it was in a studio.
He's in here.
Using special effects.
It doesn't bother me, Tom.
Yeah. They say the exact same thing about our show, too. Yeah. But, no, Cato is a conspiracy theorist about all that stuff that happened.
I mean,
we really
don't have proof. We're just being told what they did.
They have pictures.
We have pictures of Bigfoot, too.
Yeah.
No, we don't. We got crappy, fuzzy pictures of something that looks like a guy in a suit. They have nice, crystal clear pictures. They even have pictures from the people that are sending stuff to the moon now, showing the old stuff up there.
Honestly, I wish they put a camera on the moon that would just stay there for us. You know, like you have at your house, where you could just check on the moon ever so often to see what's going on.
If you go on the internet, there's cameras everywhere in the world you can watch. You can watch the Interstate 85 cameras if you want to. You can go look at I-85 anytime you want. They need to put one of those on the moon and Mars.
Yeah. I've seen those, but it could be AI. It could be, Photoshopped. How do I know those cars are actually on 85? How do I know that's 85? Nothing looks familiar.
Okay. I don't know how to fix your problem.
Well, and some fun facts about the moon, it has no atmosphere, they say, a lot like some of the restaurants here in the upstate.
Oh, that's just wrong.
That was just a joke.
It wasn't funny.
I do have some fun facts about the Apollo 11 astronauts. Of course, you've seen the movie?
No.
What was that at Apollo 13? Maybe I get them confused.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking of the one where they had the disaster and had to come back with Tom Hanks.
Yeah, but then
Man's had a lot of catastrophe in his life. He was on that island, too.
He makes really bad life choices.
Yeah, But there's some good things that happened to him, too. I mean, he's met a lot of presidents. He ran around the world.
And then he just stopped one day.
That was fake.
So it took the Apollo 11 spacecraft, they say, about 4 days. It was launched on July the 16th, touchdown on the surface of the moon July the 20th. Now, I don't know. I've not done the research how long it takes to get there now to the moon, but I would assume it's a much quicker trip.
I doubt it. I doubt it's much different at all.
How many times do you think they got to stop for gas?
That's a given.
I would answer that, but I'm not going to.
Now, speaking of having the cameras on the moon, you could see stuff. I'd like it to be angled at one of those flags. The American flag they left there, it was bought at a local department store.
And made in China.
No, I don't know if it was made in China or not.
It was back in the 60s, so it might have actually been made in America.
It was bought at the Sears when they had those stores.
Wow, so, and now Sears, it doesn't even exist, right?
I think there's a few locations.
It's kind of like Toys R Us. I think it's there, but it may be owned by different people now, and it's mostly the name. I don't know. Sears definitely isn't what it was when they bought that flag there.
Now, this one blew me away, and you might know some more about this one, Tom, but the switch to ignite the engine to get them off the moon broke. So what did they do with the switch?
Call AAA. We'll be there in 2 years.
There you go. No, Buzz Aldrin, he jammed a pin in the hole where the switch used to be, and it worked.
Okay.
I'm like, good grief. Like, you think, though, you're sitting there, that'd have to be extremely stressful because you're like, okay, the switch is not working. I'm going to take this pin and just jam it in the hole. Our only hope of getting back is that button working. And you jam it in the hole. How many times have you done that, you know, with something and, like, it didn't work? And you're like, you've been stuck right there. I guess they could have brought somebody to the moon to, you know, be like an Uber for the space.
No, they couldn't.
They Why? Couldn't. Oh.
They didn't have any way to get them back.
They didn't have another rocket ship. They'd have to make that, yeah.
There needs to be an Uber rocket.
Yeah. They knew that if anything went too wrong, they were done.
Yeah,
it's a little risky.
Those guys
not
were
to have
brave,
one.
Man.
Yeah. They should have had a backup.
But I know how it feels to be sitting there and you can't get your car started because it happened to me this week at Arnold's in Powdersville.
You've been stuck there?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't crank. My battery was dead. And I'm like, what do I do, Mom? I think we just have to stay right here.
It's almost the same exact thing.
It is.
I'm going to be stuck in this parking lot till Uber comes.
I know.
Or are you going to be stranded on the moon and die there? So I do salute those astronauts and
the actors. Yeah.
No, not the act. Well,
see, that's almost offensive after we just talked about how they really did risk their lives.
So anyway.
And the answer to your question, because I know you're just pulling my leg, but the answer to how we know it's true is we were in a race with Russia to get there. And Russia would have called us out in a split second if they thought that we had somehow scammed this thing.
But I do see Cato's point. There is that footage where it's like, who was holding the camera when he put this, you know.
There's answers to all of that if you go online. They explain how the camera was set up on this and that, and it's all there.
You don't even need a tripod up there, right? Because it just floats.
No,
you just toss
float.
It up in the air
they
get that timer
gravity.
Started.
It's just light.
It's got to aim, though. Like, it would be not aiming at you.
I mean, just bounce to the other side.
In 69, we saw a perfectly clear picture, and you can't even see a bank video these days.
I know.
So I would like a hall pass.
That's real.
If you think about it, think how real those dinosaurs look, the first Jurassic Park compared to now.
Okay.
See, CGI
right,
was better back
without
then.
A hall pass.
I don't blame you, because we honestly, historically, the things that these brave men and women have done over the years.
It is hot
for
in Arizona.
Us to get more information.
Okay. Those were cool suits. Yeah,
Tinder is offering criminal background checks. Where can ex-cons go to find true love? Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warden, founder of eFelony, the first dating app for felons.
I met my wife on eFelony and swapped my prison ball and chain with a metaphorical ball and chain.
At eFelony, we use 29 dimensions of criminality to help you match your perfect lawbreaker.
My match and I are so compatible. We both like long walks on the beach, we both enjoy old movies, and we're both not allowed within 500 feet of a school.
I thought I had to settle for a life and solitary. But with eFelony, I'll never be guilty of being alone. Too bad I can't say the same thing about arson.
So reform your love life and join eFelony today. Replace your cellmate with your soulmate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
B93.7, good morning. It's the Hawk and Tom Show, and they have something amazing at Lake Kiwi Auto Group right now. It's employee pricing for everyone, and that's for cars and trucks. But I will say this, if you're looking for trucks, now's the time, because they have over 300 trucks available at Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and they're all priced at employee pricing. That's the best price you can possibly get. You're going to love how low that price is. And if you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle, well, great news there, because the low prices from employee pricing are driving down the pre-owned prices also. So at Lake Kiwi Pre-Owned Superstore, you will also get the lowest prices possible. Mark Williams and the crew at Lake Kiwi Auto Group give you transparent pricing, which means they show you everything and you get every available discount. That's how Lake Kiwi guarantees they have the best price. So go see them at Lake Kiwi Auto Group. That's Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Lake Kiwi Ford, and Lake Kiwi Pre-Owned Superstore, and get employee pricing today.
Lake Kiwi is easy to find, too. They're Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Okay, it's 9:17 now. Going to be partly cloudy, high of 89. We were talking about today in 1969. Well, it wouldn't be today. It would be on this date in 1969.
Very good.
Apollo 11 landed on the moon, and the technology and it broke, and they shoved a pin in the button to get them back home, and it worked. But we've come a long way with technology at this point, because new survey shows that 1 in 5 Americans are secretly using artificial intelligence, AI, at work.
Not very secretive about it. We're pretty open about it.
Okay, we are, but a lot of people are using it at work to get things done, like reports and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And at least that's what ChatGPT says. I didn't feel like doing the research myself. I just went ahead and ChatGPT, you know. How many people are using you at work?
Well, you can, you know, get it to do like reports for you. You can get it to write essays for you. There's a lot of things you can have ChatGPT do.
My friend Sean said it's his best friend and his therapist.
It can be your friend too.
Yeah, your therapist.
Yeah.
All right. Can it play this song and push this button right now?
Probably better than you.
Oh wow.
Oh, that was ChatGPT talking.
It does sound like something it would say.
I'll be honest, I should have already pushed a button. See, I can't even do that right.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.